Now, Father, ask your blessing on this message, Lord, for your honor, for your glory, for your pleasure, Lord, for holiness, God, and righteousness, Lord. And God, you've called us to be a righteous people, God, righteous, righteous, righteous people, God. You've called us to be a peculiar people, Lord. And Father, I don't see righteousness in Christians, God, so often. I don't see righteousness in myself, Lord, so often. God, I'm convicted about that, Father. And I pray that you'll bless this message, Lord, for your honor, for your glory, for righteousness' sake, Lord, for holiness, God. Lord, there's no difference between us and the world, God, if we don't have holiness, Lord, testimony-wise, speaking of testimony. I pray in Christ's name, just please honor this message for your honor, for your glory, and for your pleasure, Lord. Please bless, God. I'm but flesh, Lord. I'm feeble. There's nothing I can do, Father. If your spirit doesn't bear witness to these things, God, I need you, Lord, right now. God, in fact, I don't need you, Lord. I just need you to move me completely out of here and just you to take over and just be in complete control and do everything, Lord. Not that I need you, Lord. You just need to be here and just go at it. No me, no nothing. Just go at it, Father. And if you'll show up, everything will be great, Lord. And if I need you, Alan. I pray in Christ's name, you'll strengthen me and bless these things for your honor, for your glory. And I love you for loving me, Lord. And I pray that you'll bless these things. God, I pray in Christ's name that you'll bless the brethren, Lord. And I pray that they'll be understanding. And God, I don't want to offend anyone this evening, Lord. I just want the truth to be known, God. And I want people to see sin as it really is, God. Sin. Oh, that sin would appear sin, Lord. And God, sin too often is just so so painted up, God, and we just overlook sin. God, there's so much sin in the world, we just overlook it, God. We just walk right past it, and it doesn't even faze us, Lord. We're so desensitized to sin, God, sin. And I pray in Christ's name that you'll help us, Lord. Sin is why Jesus Christ was nailed to the tree. Sin is what caused the fall. And Lord, there's sin in the camp, and there's sin in our lives, God, and we need to get it out. Out, God, we need to get it out. And I need your blessing now. I pray that you'll bless these things, please, Lord, for your honor, for your glory, for Jesus Christ, and for righteousness' sake. Amen. Now, I'd like you all to turn your Bibles, please, to the book of Lamentations. Lamentations. And when you get there, raise your hand. Lamentations. This thing going to work here? Let me take this down. Can y'all hear me okay? Do I sound weird? I sound weird to myself. Lamentations. Y'all let me know when you're there now. Amen. Some of y'all getting there, praise God. And I hope you haven't been reading the TV guide. Amen. All right. Y'all can put your hands down now. Now, before I get into this message, my text is in Lamentations chapter 3. Before I get into the message, I just thought I'd show y'all a couple things that I thought might be a blessing to you. One of them is this right here. Isn't that a blessing right there? Praise Jesus for that. Amen. That's holiness right there. Boy, that's great. We need more of that in the church of God. Amen. Amen. We could use more of that in this church. What about, what about this right here? That's okay, huh? Isn't that cool? Well, that's great right there. We could use more of that in this church. Amen. We could use some of that in this church. Amen. How about this guy? He's cool, man. He's sucking down a cigar. He's got that jacket, you know, big old trench coat. And he's all right. Don't you wish you were like him? Amen. That's pretty cool right there. How about these shoes right here? These are okay, man. Let me see the shoes on your feet. Are they as nice as these shoes? Are they pretty okay, your shoes? Are they as good as these right here? These are nice shoes, right? Look at those shine, man. You don't have shoes like that. You wish you had some shoes like that. How about this watch right here? You got a watch like this? You got a nice watch, you know? How about that? That's a nice looking watch right there. I don't know what kind of watch you got, but you don't have a watch this nice. This is a nice new watch right here. Yeah. How about right here? We need some of that in this church right there. That's pretty cool, huh? Hey, be cool. We could use that right here in this church. This is great right here. Be cool. You could use that in this church, huh? How about that right there? Is that better? Amen. We can do more of that in the church. How about this right here? You want some of this in the church? Amen. We can use it. We ought to hang these up inside the church, you know, just kind of look at them as we walk around, you know, kind of get a glimpse of them. Amen. How about this stuff right here? This is Bombay Sapphire. We can use some of that, amen? Let's get some of that in here. I'm not talking the picture. I'm saying get the stuff in here. Get the wine in here. I guess it's wine. I don't know what that stuff is. Some kind of liquor. You want some of that inside here? Get some of that inside the church. Amen. That's good stuff. That's good stuff right there. How about this right here? You like that? Well, don't you wish you were this guy, this lucky girl right here? Amen. That says right there, it says, don't be such a good boy. Hey, don't be such a good boy, huh? Don't be such a good boy. Why don't you be like this guy right here? You wish you were like this guy right here. So he's got two girls right there. He's a lucky man. Well, he looks cool, don't he? Yeah, you wish you were like him. Yeah. Amen. How about this right here? Let's see what we got.
Ah, yeah, I got a nice pretty watch. Another watch now. You want a watch? What's your watch like? I bet it's not like this watch here. Y'all want one of these, don't you? Yeah, amen. How about a car? You got a car like that? And look at that. That's a Blazer right there. You wish you had a Blazer. I don't know what you're driving, man, but you wish you had a Blazer. It's a nice car right here. Look at this car, man. I bet that goes faster than your car. I bet it's nice and clean and neat. You wish you had a car like that. Amen. How about this stuff right here? Bacardi. Amen. I don't know what that is, but you wish you had it. That's some good liquor right there. We ought to get some of that stuff in the church. Amen. And Bacardi. Y'all like Bacardi, don't you? Y'all like this stuff, right? There's nothing wrong with that. No, there's nothing wrong with that stuff. No, can't be anything wrong with that. How about some of that right there? Want her in the church? Want some of this in the church? Want some of that right there in the church? Amen. I know you want that in church, don't you? Or did y'all want Seagrams in the church? We want some Seagrams in this church. It's a Bible-believing church. We settle for nothing less than the best, you know, Seagrams. That's what we want. How about it? How about Diana? You want this stuff or whatever that thing is? You want this in the church? Amen. Some of y'all hiding your eyes. I don't know why you're hiding your eyes. I don't understand that. I don't know what there is to be ashamed of. There's nothing wrong with it, right? It's okay. How about that? There we go. Want some of that? What about Marlboro? Yeah, we could use some of that, amen. That'd be good stuff. Suck down some of those. All right. Here's another new car. In case the other cars weren't nice enough, what about this one? That's a pretty good car, huh? Or maybe you didn't like that one. How about this one? It's an okay car. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51. And the Bible says, first half of the verse, mine eye affecteth my heart. And some of you guys, I saw y'all. Y'all look pretty upset. Some of you preacher boys. You know, some of the rest of y'all, y'all needed to look upset. You didn't look upset at all. You didn't care I had that stuff in the church. It didn't bother you any, evidently. It didn't bother you a bit. Listen, that should have upset you. That should have bothered you. There's something wrong with you. It didn't bother you. Some of you guys, it didn't bother you because you're going to go out of here tonight and you're going to sit down from that boob tube, that slop, and you're going to flick that and you're going to see that same stuff. I didn't show you anything more than you're going to see on television tonight when you get out of here. You're going to go home and sit down from the boob tube and you're going to watch all that slop I just got through showing you. So what's wrong with me showing it here in the church? Anything wrong with that? What's wrong with me showing it here? Listen, some of you guys are getting upset at me for showing that stuff right here in the church when the church is not holy. Look, this is just a building. There's nothing special about this right here. This is a pulpit. You think this is holy ground right here? Look, holy ground went out in the Old Testament. This isn't holy ground right here. This isn't holy ground. No, sir. Listen, your body is holy, or it's supposed to be. You're the temple of God. You're supposed to be holy. That's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to be holy. You are. Now, don't get mad at me bringing that stuff in here. Don't get all upset, self-righteous me bringing this stuff in here when you're going to go home and flick on that blue tube and sit down and watch that stuff. You don't know what they're going to flash in front of your eyes. You don't know. God knows. You say, well, I was just going to watch this television show. Yeah, well, those commercials are worse than the television show. You're going to sit down and watch that stuff, and you're going to get mad at me for bringing this stuff inside here. It's just a building. I didn't show you anything you wouldn't see on a television set, so don't get mad at me. Don't look at me and say, oh, you're bringing that filth inside the church. Listen now. You're bringing that stuff inside your own body, and you're defiling the temple of God watching that garbage. Amen. Amen. Oh, that sin would appear sin. Boy, it sure looks like sin when I hold it up here in front of the pulpit, doesn't it? You sure look at that stuff and say, my God, what's he doing? What's he doing with all those cars? Well, covetousness, man. Start showing you some of those cars and those watches and those shoes and all that kind of stuff they flash on TV, and you sit there and it promotes covetousness. You sit there and you look at that and you go, how much I want those? Well, how come I'm not living as nice as they are? Well, how come I don't have this? It promotes covetousness. And you look at all that filthy stuff, that smut that goes on there. Listen. That stuff's of the devil. It's wicked. You don't know what's going to come right before your eyes, and your eyes affect your heart. Your eyes affect your testimony. Mine eyes affecteth my heart, he said. Mine eyes affecteth my heart. Well, if you don't want it in church, what are you doing within your home? Amen. Don't get mad at me. No, sir. You have no right getting mad at me, not when you've got that stuff in your home. Now, those of you guys that aren't watching that kind of stuff, I apologize. Amen. I didn't want y'all to see that. I didn't want to hold that stuff up here. Listen, Lord willing, that'll drive a point home with some people. Amen. Lord willing, some people will look at that and say, well, man, I need to get rid of this stuff. Amen. You do. You do. David said, I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. You get that connection right there? I'll behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. If you're going to behave yourself wisely, set no wicked thing before thine eyes. Amen? If you're going to behave like a Christian and like the Lord Jesus Christ, don't put crock in front of your eyes. Amen? Don't put filth in front of your face. Amen? Amen. Paul said, evil communications corrupt good manners. You're corrupt. You're communicating with some evil stuff. You can't tell me that stuff's not evil. Some of y'all got real upside me bringing this into church. And you're going to sit there and watch that stuff. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Job said, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? You know what Job's saying right there? I made a covenant with my eyes. He made a covenant with his eyes, and what he sees is what he's going to think about. Why then should I think upon a maid? Listen, what you see on television, you're going to think about it. You know why a lot of these crimes are committed? Some guy sees and he says, oh, here's where that guy went wrong. If he just done this, this, and this. And they go out and they try this stuff out. Sure they do, man. Yeah, they get the idea from TV. TV promotes crime. I've made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? What goes in must come out. What you see, you're going to think about. And you better guard your eyes. When I was growing up, my dad used to tell me, he'd say, boy, hide your eyes. Hide your eyes, boy. Amen. He was right. Hide your eyes. Boy, there's some stuff to hide your eyes from. I get a little bit older, and a lot of people be running around, and they'd be saying, they'll say stuff like, oh, you know, it's okay, you're a little older now. You can watch this stuff now. You're an adult. And the Lord's sitting there saying, hide your eyes, boy. Hide your eyes, boy. Hide your eyes. The Lord's convicting you. Why is it okay for adults but not okay for a little child? What's wrong with that? What happens to having something pure and honest and sweet and lovely? Amen. Amen. What you see on the boob tube affects your eyes and it affects your heart. And the Bible says, my son, keep thy heart with all diligence. What you see is going to affect your heart. Mine eye affecteth my heart. Mine eyes affecteth mine heart. My son, keep thy heart with all diligence. You're supposed to keep your heart with all diligence. You're supposed to keep it pure and untainted from sin. If you're going to do that, you got to watch those eyes. You got to watch your eyes. You got to guard your eyes. Amen. Mine eyes affecteth my heart. You wonder why Christians are so indifferent. You wonder why Christians are so uncaring and apathetic. And you wonder why they're so hard-hearted and uninterested in the things of God. Why they're so lustful and covetous and indulgent. You wonder why Christians don't have the victory. I mean, why don't Christians have the victory in their life? Why are Christians so ungrateful? And why are they so covetous? I'll tell you why, man. Now, I know this isn't all the reason. But one of those reasons is television. 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 Your eyes affect your heart. It's going to affect you. TV promotes covetousness. And you say, well, what in the world is covetousness? You said that 3 or 4 times. What is that? That's greed. It's not being content. It's being unsatisfied with what you've got. Paul said, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. You're supposed to be content with food and raiment. No more, no less. You're supposed to be content with food and raiment, and that's it. Amen. Christians aren't content. Americans are not content. We got that boob tube in front of our face promoting covetousness 24 hours a day. You need this, you want this, you wish you had this. Look at this, isn't this cool? You're not like this. 24 hours a day, covetous, 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 covetous. Our whole society is built on capitalism. Covetous, you know, if there's a need, fill it. If there's not a need, create one. Covetousness, amen. You say, well, I don't believe the TV's promoting covetousness. Well, okay, shut up, you fool. Listen now, you ask businessmen. You ask them if they believe in TV. Believe it promotes covetousness. Ask them. They're the ones that pay for those commercials, man. Some of those commercials are $1,000 a minute. I don't know. Maybe some of them are more. How much are they? Do you know, brother? I thought I saw you saying something like you maybe knew. Anybody know how much a commercial costs? Some of those things are expensive. They're outrageous. How much? You think they don't believe in TV and how it promotes covetousness? You think they don't think that? It does, buddy. You better believe it does. Listen, when you watch TV nowadays, you see more commercials than you do the program you're watching. Somebody believes in TV and how it promotes covetousness. That's right. Those commercials, when they come on, they're twice the volume of the show you're watching. You know why? Somebody believes in covetousness and TV promoting covetousness. They believe it. You think I'm just mouthing off at the mouth? You think I'm just up here just saying this stuff? No, man. I'm right. I'm telling you the truth right here. It's promoting covetousness in the United States of America and among Christians. And Christians, that's a stumbling block for them right there. Amen. Somebody believes they're going to get through to you. So they're taking advantage of these commercials, and they're doing that. They're getting through to you more than you know. I mean, they're reaching you, they're reaching your children, and they're reaching you a whole lot more than you realize. whole lot more. I mean, I'm a door knocker, you know. I know a little bit about what's going on in the United States of America. I go to people and talk to them all the time. Listen, about 10 years ago, if you'd asked a person at the door what they thought about queers and homosexuals and that kind of thing, you know what they'd have told you? Oh, man, that's ridiculous. That's filthy. God doesn't approve of that. That's just wicked. The average man would have told you that. You ask him today. It's only been about 10 years ago. Only been about 10 years ago. You ask them today what they think about that. Yeah, it's a little bit different. People used to flinch when they found out the stuff that would come on TV about homosexuals and stuff, and they'd think, man, what's this doing on TV? What are these guys doing putting this stuff on TV? And then the TV would start defending that stuff, start excusing it, start justifying it. And about that time, the people started excusing it and justifying it, saying it's okay. Yeah. The people are just following that TV, just following right along. What that TV says, that's what they're going to say, that's what they're going to think. I mean, people accuse Christians of being brainwashed. Give me a break, man. You watch TV, you're the one being brainwashed. They call it the boob tube. You know why? It makes you a boob. That's right, it makes you a big bonehead. Amen. You see, that TV is preaching to you. It's preaching to you. You get mad about a guy getting up here and mouthing off and telling you some stuff and preaching to you. The TV is preaching to you. Nobody cares about TV. Nobody gets upset with the TV preaching to you. You Christians, you'll leave the thing on when it takes God's name in vain, won't you? Well, it's just the TV. Well, that's just the way it is, you know. I mean, everybody else watches it. And, you know, it's just such a filthy world. There's nothing you can really do about it. It's just one of those things you got to live with. No, you don't! You don't have to live with that filthiness. You don't have to put up with that garbage. Listen, you can go on to perfection and to holiness, and you can dump that thing, amen? You're not bound to that thing. You're not bound to filthiness. God set you free when you got saved, buddy. Amen. I got news for you. He set you free. You've got liberty to serve God now. You're not bound to that thing. No, sir. No, sir. You look at people today and you ask them about queers, and they all say, oh, yeah, well, a lot of them will say, oh, yeah, well, that's their lifestyle. If that's what they choose, that's what they want to be. You know, that's okay by me. Just don't come around me with it. That's what they say. Let them keep going a little while longer. They'll be queers. I mean, it's not going downhill. It's snowballing, man. It's snowballing. More and more and more and more and more of them. Somebody's selling you something over that TV with those commercials and with all that garbage. And it's not just the commercials I'm talking about. They're selling you how to be queer and being a queer and all that kind of stuff. And they're selling you a lot more than that. They're selling you the New Age. They're selling you all kind of stuff on that TV. And you're sitting there like a dumb sucker watching that stuff. And you've got no business watching that stuff. No business at all. No business at all. And a lot of y'all, don't give me this stuff. Well, brother, all I watch is the news. Hey, man, I pray that's all you watch. And even that, half the time they're lying to you. Somebody had a bumper sticker that said, I don't believe the liberal news media. Man, I don't. I don't believe liberal news media. Amen. Half the time they're lying to you, it's just a bunch of garbage. Just a bunch of garbage. It's a garbage box. It's a filth box is what it is. Woe be to them that call evil good and good evil. And that's what they do 24 hours a day on that TV. Call evil good and good evil. I mean, I've watched some TV and I've seen some garbage, man. All kinds of stuff. Lying about the Bible, lying about God, all kind of wicked, wicked stuff. All the time on that filth box. I really don't. I got fed up with it a while back, and I said, God, I'm not going to watch that thing. And brethren, this sermon came out of conviction. This sermon came out of me sitting there justifying it, saying, God, I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it anymore. This is filth. I have no right watching this, no business watching this. And God, if it's a hindrance to me, it's a hindrance to other people, and I'm going to give me a message on it. So I've got me a message on it. This thing's been stewing in me for a little while now, so I'm gonna preach on it, amen. Mine eyes affecteth my heart. It's going to affect your heart. Amen. Don't think you can sit there in front of that TV and watch all that garbage you watch and it's not going to affect you. Don't think it's not going to affect your heart. It's going to have an effect on you. Amen. It'll have an effect on your walk with God. It'll have an effect on your family. That's a filthy, filthy thing. It's going to affect you. You know why Christians have no family life? Because your family is centered around that television. Television is what it is. Your family's sitting around. You say, oh, preacher, come on, my family's not centered around that thing. Well, hey, what's your living room's furniture doing sitting right around it, amen? What do you arrange it all around that little box right there for? Oh, you just kind of arrange your furniture right around that God, don't you? Yeah, amen. You just kind of set it up all around there. And then why don't you take and you set your furniture all one direction and put the TV behind you so everybody has to turn around? Try it, man. Amen. Amen. And then you put your chair over here, and the couch over here, and the coffee table over here, and, oh, well, if we put that shelf there, we're not going to be able to watch television. Well, man, maybe that's why God gave you that shelf, amen? You don't need to watch that filthy stuff. Oh, preacher, my life is not centered around television. Oh, yeah? Why do you have to be home just in time to watch those shows you got, huh? Oh, I got to get home, you know. I got that show coming. My soap opera's coming on. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got to get home and watch that football game, you know. Uh-oh. Amen. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with football. I'm just saying, where's your priorities? Where's your priorities? What's it mean to you? What price do you pay to watch that football game, amen? I'm not knocking football. I'm not knocking watch TV. I'm not even going to tell you not to have one, amen? Don't get the idea, though, that I think you shouldn't throw it out. Hey, I'll help you. You just call me over, man. Get Brother Barnett's got a gun. We'll blow it away for you, amen? I'm sure he'd be delighted to. Amen, amen. Some of you guys, you sit there and you wonder, and you don't understand why your teenagers are so unruly. You don't understand, why in the world my teenager's gone off the deep end? I don't understand it. I don't understand why my teenagers don't live for God. Well, man, it's no wonder. It's no wonder your teenagers live the way they do. Hey, they don't want to be like Jesus Christ. Have you ever got the hint? Your teenager, your kid doesn't want to be like Jesus Christ. Have you ever got that? You ever realize that? Does it ever occur to you that your kid doesn't want to be like God? Listen, man, your kid wants to be like the, Power Rangers. Thank you. How did you know what I was thinking? I know the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and all that. You can't keep up. It's the Power Rangers nowadays. Your kid wants to be like them. That's what your kid wants to be. That's their hero right there, not Jesus Christ. Sir. No, sir. Your teenagers, they want to be like Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy and all these other bozos, Bill Murray, whoever else they've got, I don't know. That's who they want to be like. They don't want to be like Jesus Christ. No, sir. They don't want to be like Jesus Christ. That's not cool, see. Reading the Bible is not cool. They don't want to be like that. They don't want to be like Jesus Christ. Nope. Imagine Bruce Willis getting down on his knees praying. What kind of role model he is, right? You can't even picture it. That guy's got too much pride to even get down on his knees. You can't even picture that, Bruce Willis, getting down on his knees and praying and asking God a blessing over his food or asking God to bless anything or asking God anything. You can't picture him asking mercy on his soul. That guy's got so much stinking pride. What kind of role model is that? That's what teenage kids look up to. They look up to that guy right there. Amen. Amen. How about Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know? He's him walking down the street saying, take this or I will eliminate you. He's the Terminator. Take this or I will terminate you. Can you picture Arnold Schwarzenegger trying to handle a gospel track doing something like that? You can't picture him doing that. No, sir. No, sir. Those people are teenage idols. They look up to those guys. They want to be just like those guys. They don't want to be like Jesus Christ. No, they don't want to be like Jesus Christ. TV promotes atheism. That's a pretty bold statement right there. Amen, it is. It's a bold statement right there. And I got the facts to prove it. TV promotes atheism and disbelief in the Bible. Absolutely. Absolutely. Those actors you see on TV, you don't see them living for God. You don't see them mentioning God. They live just like there is no God. Just like some of you do. You wonder why you live like there is no God. You wonder why it's so hard to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, man, you watch that TV and you see those people and they influence you and you think like them and you want to be like them and you watch those people and they live like there is no God. And you do too. Watching those people on TV, it'll make you just like them. Just like them. Now, you probably never see them get on TV and admit, well, there is no God. But I tell you what, they'll live like there is no God. They've got no prayer in their lives. They've got no soul winning in their lives. You don't see those people consulting the Bible or discussing what does God say about it. You don't see that going on TV. And I don't know, on any station you watch. Never. You don't see that stuff going on. Never. You know what you will see? You'll see him mocking God. You'll see him mocking the Bible. You'll see him mocking holiness and righteousness and people that live right. Now, I've never seen it, but I've been told that on Bart Simpson, they got that neighbors that are Christians, and they make fun of them and pick on them. That, you tell me it's a Christian thing, you know, the TV's Christian, or it's neutral. You going to tell me that? You tell me that. Amen. Okay. I'll tell you what. You got me convinced. Convince God. Amen. Amen. You convince God. Those shows are filled with role models with no prayer, no God, no Bible reading, no gratitude to God, no witnessing. And let me tell you this too. 9/10 of the movies have a theme that's conversion without Christ. You look for that. Conversion without Jesus Christ. I'd say 9 out of 10 movies are about conversion. Conversion, conversion. Boy meets girl, he was down on his luck, he has a great time with the girl, and now life lives happily ever after. Conversion. All kind of stuff goes on. I can't even think of them all, you know, if I can think of a movie. But flick it on, check me out, amen? Listen, it's conversion without Jesus Christ time and again, time and again, time and again. It's conversion, conversion, conversion. Some event happens in their life where You know, their life just gets totally turned around, where before they were like this, and da-da. You know, Mr. Mom, I remember that one, and there was this crazy guy, you know, and his wife, and she goes to work for him, and then he wasn't such a good husband, and he starts going down the dump, and then he gets turned around, and all of a sudden they live happily ever after. The whole thing is conversion, 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 without Christ! You going to tell me that's of God? It's conversion without Christ. That's demonic right there. That's with the devil. Check out how many of those shows, those movies, are about conversion without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When they do have somebody on the show mentioning God or the Bible, you know, it's some crazo, some bonehead, some nut trying to make you look like insane people when you guys, the Bible says, are sober-minded. That's what the Bible says about you. We're the ones that are sober-minded. We're in our right mind. They're the ones that are crazy. They're the ones being brainwashed. Amen. Not you. Amen. You'll see some guy come out and he'll say, God told me to kill you. You know, and he'll have a big old knife and he'll look like a freak and a big Bible in his hand, you know, of course, because it's the Bible that makes you nuts is what you're trying to infer. You'll see all kind of stuff where it makes Christians look like boneheads. Christians look like the kooks, and we're not the kooks. Amen. You go ahead and stick by that TV. Amen. Amen. If you watch that stuff for very long, you're going to be just like them. The Bible says, mine eye affecteth my heart. Your teenage kid sees men and women on there that don't fear God, and they get away with sin. They watch people on TV that get away with sin left and right. They watch people on TV, and your teenagers get a false view of reality. And you sit there and you wonder and you say, well, why didn't my kid fear God? Why isn't he afraid of sin, the penalty of sin? Why don't they know what's going on in the world? Why don't they know that they'll reap what they sow? Why don't they realize this stuff? Oh, man, I don't know why. I have no idea why. I couldn't give you the first reason. Amen. 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 If you think TV's of God, you're a kook. But let me tell you something. If you think TV's of God, you're out of your mind. If you're sitting there thinking, well, you know, I watched that show Touched by an Angel one time, and that was a good godly show. Yeah, some of y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? It wasn't my relative. It was my wife's relative. I don't even want to open up to this one. My mom and dad-in-law, they called me up and they said, hey, you got to see this show. You're going to love this show. It's called Touched by an Angel. And so my wife and I were in a hotel, you know, on vacation. So we flicked the boob tube on, you know, we're watching this show. And I'm going, oh my gosh, I can't believe people suck up to this stuff. I cannot believe people watch this stuff. Oh, but it's so cute. And it has no, I mean, okay, so it's got no cursing, right? It's got no nudity. It's a pretty clean show. Man. You talk about stupidity, and you're going to get bored with the preaching, and you're going to watch that stuff? You're a sap. That's all I can say is you're a sap. That's all I can say. Man, you're a sap. Listen, I want to ask y'all a question. That junk is not scriptural. There's nothing scriptural about it. Not at all. Nothing scriptural about it. If you don't know what it's about, praise God. I'll fill you in, amen? Now you won't have to watch it and check it out, amen? It's about two women that are parading around thinking they're angels. And they're going around doing God a favor, amen? And so they're running around, they're doing their little thing. And I wonder how many people in this building right now know that women are not angels. Put your hand in the air. The rest of y'all, you're embarrassed not to put your hand in. That's what it is. What about this? You know angels don't have wings? How about that? Did you know angels are not black women? How about that? Amen. The one of them is a black woman, if you never knew it. A black woman is an angel. That's the most incredible thing I've ever heard of in my life. And then they got the other angel with a Scottish accent, you know. That's incredible right there. Where did they just step up? I think it's Roman Catholic. It's got to be Roman Catholic. They got it out of some church father or something, you know, if they even went that far. Listen, that's just a bunch of garbage. That's about as scriptural as Bart Simpson. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I went door knocking one day. I mean, you can tell me TV does not affect people. I went door knocking one day and they knocked on a door. Papa hates your pulpit. It doesn't knock good. You know, knocked on the door, you know. And then a lady came to the door and I said, ma'am, my name's Jason Hines. I'm from Bible Baptist Church and we're out talking to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you saved? Oh, preacher, I watch Touched by an Angel every week. This lady told me. I watch Touched by an Angel every week. That's crazy right there. Listen, you think that show, if that was the only pure thing on, you think that's going to turn men around and help them to live for God? You think that's going to cause men to get right with God? Hey, maybe it will some lady, and I doubt that. Do you think it's going to help anybody get right with God? Listen, they don't mention judgment. They don't mention sin. You read your Bible and see how many times God mentions sin. If anything's associated with God, you'll hear about sin, buddy. You'll hear about sin. They don't mention sin. They don't mention hell! You think that stuff's of God? It's not of God. No, sir, it's not of God. That's about as of God as three little pigs. It's not of God. They don't mention the judgment. They don't mention hell. They don't mention righteousness. They don't mention the blood atonement. Listen, the episodes I saw, they didn't mention Jesus Christ. If there's one thing that pleases God, it's not a black angel and a lady angel from Scotland. Listen, if there's one thing that pleases God, it's the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. It's the Lord Jesus Christ that pleases them. Why don't they mention His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? That's what I want to know. You know why? Because it's not of God. It's not of God. And I'll get off that. Boy, that's the funniest thing I ever saw in my life, though. Well, I'm telling you what. I can probably stand that longer. It's so funny. Well, listen, men aren't going to get right watching that show. That show's of the devil, and the rest of the garbage is of the devil, too. The whole thing is just junk. And mine eyes affecteth my heart. It's going to affect your heart, brethren. It's going to affect you. It'll show you how to be conformed to the world is what it's showing you. God says, be not conformed to this world. Be transformed. You're going to be conformed to the world as long as you watch that thing. You're not going to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Not watching that thing, no, sir. You're not going to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As long as that TV is an idol in your house, how can you be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ? And some of you guys, I know you're sitting there and you're going, well, what do I care? I don't want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a sad thing, but that's probably true. Some of y'all are sitting there and you say, I don't care anything about being like the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be like Magic Johnson or Larry Bird or God knows who else. I don't think you want to be like Larry Bird now, though, do you? Amen. What do you care? You know, you're too busy trying to be like Madonna or Selena or, God forbid, Roseanne. I don't know who you're trying to be like. Some of you men, you want to be like Rambo or Bimbo, you know. You want to be like John Wayne, shoot him up, that kind of thing. You want to be like Jean-Claude Van Damme? God knows who you want to be, amen? But you don't want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of us men, we're not any better than teenagers. You don't want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not trying. You're not striving to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of y'all didn't even know that was in the Bible. Some of y'all didn't even know that was the goal of a Christian, is to be just like Jesus Christ. Because you sit around watching that boob tube so much, you're being conformed to the world and not to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the poor preachers get up here every Sunday trying to preach the world out of you, preach the world out of you, preach the world out of you, preach the devil and preach hell out of you, and you can't compete! There's no competition. You can't compete. No, sir, not when you're going home watching 2 and 3 hours of TV every night, and you come to church and you give God 3 hours a week, and you already put 15 hours into the world, and God knows how many hours working. You have to work, amen? And then you're going to sit there and park in front of the TV. You're not going to be conformed to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, sir. No, sir. Don't tell me your life is not centered around that TV. Oh, no, preacher. Not me, little innocent poop. I'm not watching TV. I'm not, my life isn't centered around the TV. Yeah, okay, amen. Let me ask you this then. If your life is not centered around the TV, then why isn't it you're more familiar with the Bible and the books of the Bible and the chapters of the Bible and the verses of the Bible than you are with the TV guide and the channels and the time TV programs comes on? Some of y'all, really? I mean, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't want to be mean, but I've got a point to this stuff. Amen? I don't want to be just a rebuke. I want to be an encouragement. God is my witness. That's what I want to be. But there's got to be some rebuke to get the encouragement. Amen? And I'm telling you right now, I'll get to that. I'll get to that. But I want to tell you this. Some of y'all know the TV guide and the channels that come on better than you know the books of the Bible and better than you know the verses of the Bible and better than you know the message of the Bible. Amen? You don't know what's going on in the Bible, but you know what's going on TV. You know what time, what show comes on. You know all that stuff goes on TV. Somebody asked me one time, they said, hey, how do you know the Bible? How do you know those verses? How can you turn to those verses so quickly? And not like I'm somebody. I'm an idiot. Amen. You get to know me long enough, you'll figure that one out real quick. I'm nobody special, but I'm telling you, it's where you spend your time. You spend time in this book, you'll get something out of it. Spend time in this book. You spend time in front of the boob tube, you'll be a boob. You spend time in front of the wisdom of God Almighty, and you'll know something. People have accused me, Jason Hines, and if you knew me very well, you'd really laugh at this one, of being a know-it-all. I'm not a know-it-all. Listen, I just know the Bible. And I know what God has to say about it, and I want to show you what God has to say about it. And I know it. Not by spending time in front of the TV, by sitting down and reading it, saying, what saith the Lord, and studying it out. Amen? That's how you get to know God right there. You're not going to get to know God in front of the television. That television's not of God. No, sir. No, sir. you're going to get to know God, it's going to be through that book right there. Some of you guys, you couldn't find Lamentations tonight. You're sitting there going, oh, God, I need to get to the front of my Bible without anybody noticing, you know. I don't want them to think I don't read my Bible. I don't want them to think I watch TV, God help me. Amen, amen. I'm not trying to down you. Really, I don't want to be rude or anything like that. I love you and I care for you and I want to see you turn out to be something for God. And the preacher said this one time and it made a permanent impression. He pointed his finger out at the crowd and he says, you guys will never amount to anything for Jesus Christ. And you won't. You won't. So there, go home, that's it, amen. Now, if you want to amount to something for Jesus Christ, stay here, get the message, go home, shut off that TV, and get in the book and learn something, amen. That's all there is to it, amen. I'm not going to close right there, though. That's almost all there is to it. Amen. Amen. Now, let me see this right here. Amen. Okay. Now, I want to give you all a choice right here. If I set you up with just a choice, just like this, I wonder what you decide. And I think I know. Well, listen, you have a choice. You can either know the Bible, or you can know what's on TV. What are you going to take? I don't want any answers. I just want you to think about it for a minute. Now, you can either know the Bible, or you can know what's on TV. It's up to you. In your heart, if you're saved and you love God, your heart says, I want to know God. I want to know the Bible. Your mind ought to tell you, I want to know God. I want to know the Bible. That's what I want to know. Now, listen, if that's all there is to it, and that is, that's all there is to it, crack the book open and read it and shut that television off, amen? That's all there is to it. You shut off that television set, you open up this book, and it'll show you the truth, amen? That's all there is to it. Some of you guys are thinking, oh man, shut off the television set and read the Bible? My God, that's boring. That's got to be the most boring thing I ever heard in my life. Well, listen, I want to ask you this, and what are you doing here, you hypocrite? Trying to make people think you're spiritual? Is that what you're trying to do? Showing up, well, I'm spiritual. I went to church tonight. Amen. You're not going to feel spiritual here, amen? Amen. You're going to come and you're going to think, let people think you're spiritual, let people think you're something you're not. Is that what you're trying to do? You're trying to play games with God? What are you trying to do, amen? Listen, you shut that TV off, it's not that the Bible's boring, it's that you're boring. That's a fact right there. If you turn the TV off, the truth would come out. Your family would look at you and you'd say, you are the most boring person I've ever met my entire life. I can't believe this. Listen, I know several families. They sit around the boob tube, and the boob tube runs their life. What's on TV runs their life. What they come home, they have no life. Their whole life is wrapped up in that TV. People that watch TV have no lives, so they have to watch other people live lives for them. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. So these people sitting around watching TV, they don't have a life. And people are going to find out how boring you really are if you shut that TV off, and now you're too afraid to shut it off. Because you're boring, man. You are boring. Not God. He's not boring. That book right there is a holy book of God. If it's boring, there's something wrong with God, amen. If it's boring, then heaven's going to be boring, amen. Amen. You can't get into things of God, you got a problem. And I tell you, the problem's the TV, amen. Amen. Your household has no family life. That box has robbed you of your family life. And the kids, they've each got a TV in each of their rooms, and they go to each of their little rooms, and they watch their little box, and you and your wife, if it's you and your wife, go in the living room, and y'all watch your little box. And it's just all split up. Listen, that TV's not going to get your family together. It's going to split you up. You ever sit around and say, oh, thank God the TV's brought us together. We can all sit around and watch TV as a family. You ever sit around and think that? Well, praise God, He's given us the TV so we can spend time together. Yeah, I don't know how many people thank God for that. And if it brings your family together each evening for a little while, it'll divide them before long. And divide them, it'll be harder to get them back together after it's divided them than before. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. The TV might hold your family together for now. If you give it time, it'll destroy your family. It's that box that teaches your kid rebellion. And you're sitting there going, oh, wait a minute now, you can't blame it all on the TV. Okay, so it is a public school system. Amen. Sometimes y'all can fix that problem. Sometimes you can't. Some of you can't afford to. Some of you can't. But you have to admit the TV is an ingredient. And some of you, you say, well, it's the kids they hang around. Well, yeah, it's the kids they hang around too, amen. But that's your fault, amen. That's not the Bible's fault. It's not God's fault. It's not the preacher's fault. It's your own fault. Listen, if your kids are rebellious and not right with God, part of the ingredient is the TV. TV promotes rebellion. It promotes kids to talk back to their parents. It promotes rebellion, brethren. It promotes rebellion. And if you're sitting there letting your kid be babysat by that TV, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake. Some of you guys, y'all let your kids be babysat by that TV, and it's the TV that's raising your kids. and you walk off and you say, well, praise God, you know, I got some time, some peace and quiet. The kids are being sad over there and they're watching TV and everything's going okay. And let me ask you this. Are you happy to have your kids sitting at the feet of the devil? Is that okay? Would you be happy and with everything completely quiet and nice and content if your kids were at the feet of the devil? Does that make you happy? Amen. Are you happy with that? Well, praise God. The kids are out of my hair. Thank God for that. Amen. And the devil doesn't mind raising your kids if they're too much of a problem for you. Amen. The devil doesn't mind raising your kids if he'll keep them quiet for you if you just put them in his feet. Amen. That's the truth right there. And some of the poor kids in here, I feel bad for them. They've been raised by the television set. They probably know some of what I'm talking about, being raised by the television set. The only friend they have, you know, they come home, flick on the television. And I'll be honest with you, you wonder why your kids turn out the way they do. Hey, it's a wonder they don't turn out worse sitting at the feet of the devil for 3 hours a day. Amen. 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 You ever count the number of times a kid says, yeah, I saw that on TV. Or, yeah, that reminds me of that show I saw on TV. You ever count that? Dory's brother-in-law, man, I love him with all my heart, but he's being raised that way. He goes off and sits in his little room, and he doesn't even want to watch TV. If I come around, he doesn't even know what's on TV. He'll play with me and talk to me and play chess, whatever. He'll do whatever. He doesn't even want to watch the TV. But that's the only friend he's got. And he sits there and watches that TV. He watches that TV before he goes to school for a couple hours, and then when he comes home, the rest of the day, he watches that TV. He's being raised by that TV. He came down to visit my wife and I, him and his mom, when Dory had the baby, and we took him out to the beach and took him here and took him there, you know, and everywhere we went, yeah, that reminds me of what I saw on TV. Yeah, I saw this on TV. I'm not lying to you. I don't know how many times he said it. He probably said it 15 times while he's there, at least, conservatively. A lot of kids, they're sitting there watching that TV, and you think they're not being influenced by that TV? You think it doesn't affect them? Oh, no, it affects my heart. You think, oh, they're just getting the good stuff off of TV. They don't notice all the bad stuff. Yeah, you're kooky, too. You think they don't notice the adultery on there? Listen, by the time a kid's 10 years old, he's seen thousands and thousands of murders, thousands and thousands of adultery committed thousands and thousands of times. He's seen thousands and thousands of drunks. He's seen thousands and thousands of drugs and just all kind of stuff. He's seen all kind of stuff by the time he's 10 years old. Listen, Satan is desensitizing these kids before they're 7. Amen. Amen. And you wonder why your kids turn out the way you do. Amen. Well, don't wonder. Amen. Some of you guys, you're already limited on time. You don't have time to read the Bible. Really, you're working so hard. You've got so much going on. You're so busy. And then you're going to come home and sit down and watch TV. You're going to come home and sit down in front of that boob tube. And you don't have time to do that. Listen, it's the Bible or the box. One or the other. The choice is yours. You can know the Bible or you can know the box. What do you want to know? You say, I want to know the Bible. Man, you come home, you're tired, read the book. If you fall asleep, read the book. But don't give your Bible reading time up to the devil. Don't give it up to the TV. When that, some of y'all, that's the only time y'all have gotten, you give it up to a stinking TV. Amen. Amen. And don't talk to me about being tired. Listen, I know I've been there, man. Look, I went to Bible school 4 hours a night. I worked a full-time job, 50 and 60 hours a week sometimes. And, you know, I had to spend time with my family, too. Listen, I know. You talk to my dad about that. And he pastored a church. And he worked full-time. And he went to school full-time. And you tell him your sad story. And if he accepts it, you go home and you watch all the TV you want. Amen. Amen. Choice is yours. Let me ask you this. What do you want for your kids? You want them to learn how to play a musical instrument? Learn a foreign language or something? Or do you want them to watch TV? Which one? Amen. You say, well, no contest there. That's no problem right there. I want my kids to learn a musical instrument. I want my kids to learn a foreign language, you know, Spanish, or went to the Lord or something. Let me tell you, brethren, in the time a kid, the average time a kid spends watching TV is about 2 hours a day, maybe three. Somebody said three, and I thought that's hard to believe. I really hope it's not three. But it's about 2 hours a day. Listen, if you spend 2 hours a day on any instrument, you can master it. Amen. You spend 2 hours a day in any language, you can master it. In just a number of years. And it's going to take some time. It's going to take some discipline. Oh, yeah, I know about this stuff. Amen. And you're probably going to have to get on them. You're probably going to have to make them do it. I understand it. But they'll appreciate it. They'll appreciate it a lot more than you sit them down from that TV and let them be babysat by that boob tube. Amen. That's right. Amen. Hey, it's up to you now. I mean, it's your life. It's your kid's life. You'll give account to God, not me. I'm just telling you like it is. Amen. That's all there is to it. The Bible says, mine eye affecteth my heart. Mine eye affecteth my heart. And you sit there and you say, well, look, that's not my idea of a good time going home reading the Bible. I don't want to read the Bible. Okay, you be a couch potato then. You go ahead and be brainwashed then, okay? You know, if you've got a computer, and I don't know a whole lot about computers, but I know this about computers. If you've got a computer, they call those little things they stick inside that computer a program. You know about that? Programs? You plug in a program and, you know, that does something to the computer so you can do something, you know? Well, the computer is passive. It's not doing anything. You don't put a program in it, it ain't going to do nothing. You know what I'm saying? Now, you sit down in front of that TV, you're in a passive state. And brother, let me tell you, they're putting the programs in you. Who's brainwashing who, amen? Who's brainwashing who? And you sit there and you say, well, you're legalistic. Okay, fine, amen, I'm legalistic. Whatever, you know, call me what you want. I don't think I'm legalistic. I know what I've told you is the truth. It's the truth according to the Bible. I'm not trying to put standards on you. I just know that stuff doesn't please God, brother. It doesn't please God, amen. Face it. And it doesn't please God, or doesn't it? Amen. It doesn't please God. And I'm sorry that the world... Sorry we can't watch TV. Really, I wish we could sit around and watch good, clean stuff on TV. There's some of it out there. My God, you go to these video stores, God knows it's like digging through a trash can to find a dime. And a dime, I don't even know if it's worth a dime. It's the truth, brethren. It's just a bunch of garbage. Just a bunch of garbage. I wish the world was clean, but it's not. It's a filthy place. God told us to abstain from filthiness. And that's the authority I rest my text on right there. Mine eye affecteth my heart. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Now, I'd like to say that some of you guys, you're going to undo everything that's been done tonight. You're going to undo everything I've just told you. Because you're going to go home and you're going to watch TV. And I considered that before I made this message. I thought to myself, they're going to undo everything that's been done throughout this whole revival. All the preaching, all the teaching, all the everything is going to be undone because they're going to go home and they're going to sit down and watch that boob tube and it's going to undo everything that's been done. Listen, I don't want that to happen. You know, you sit down and you watch this one evening of TV and you're going to see everything a preacher's preached against all Sunday morning, all Wednesday night, and all Sunday evening. Just one evening of TV. One evening will destroy everything and you'll see everything that a preacher's preached against. One evening. One evening. Think about that. Mine eye affecteth my heart, the Bible says. That TV is going to undo everything that's been done at this revival. I'm going to make a request. I want to ask y'all something here. I want y'all to miss just 1 week of TV. I'm not saying throw out your TV. I'm not saying shoot it. I could. I'd like to say that, believe me. But I'm just asking you just miss 1 week of your life. 1 week of TV, amen? Just 1 week. And instead of watching that filthy boob tube, I want you to go home with your family. And the time you would spend watching that TV, I want you to sit down with them and read the Bible and pray. That's not too much, is it, for 1 week? And I want you to pray God to bless this revival and revive our hearts. Pray about that. Do that. Now, put your hand in the air if you're going to do that. Could you do that? Could you put your hand in the air and say, brother, I'm going to do that. I want to make a promise to God, but I don't feel right doing that. If you can promise God, you do it between you and God, but I don't want to make you raise your hand for that. Thank you. I appreciate those hands that went up. Well, listen, that TV, it'll corrupt you. Evil communications corrupt good manners. And I didn't want to preach on this, I'll be honest with you, but the Lord wanted me to preach on this, so I preached on it. I want you to miss just 1 week. And I'll pray about that. And don't you go home and you sit there with a remote in one hand and a bag of chips in the other hand and you say, well, I didn't get nothing out of that revival. I didn't get nothing out of that preaching. Don't you do that. It'll be your own fault. It'll be your own fault. You don't get anything out of this stuff, you've been watching TV, let me tell you, it's your own fault. Let's go to Lord in prayer. And Father, I thank you for loving me, Lord, and for saving me and washing me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I pray to bless the things that were said and done for your honor, for your glory, Lord. And God, give us holiness, Lord, more of thee, Lord, more love to thee, Father. And bless your book. Thank you for this. It guides us in righteousness and truth, Lord. In your name I pray these things. Amen.
You know, when we were in Europe...